The Birth of Jesus.
Soon after Mary got home from her visit with Elizabeth, Joseph found out she was pregnant. He knew he wasn't the father. Still, he was a righteous man and didn't want to make a public example of her. No, he decided to simply break off the engagement and put her away quietly. He was deep in thought about this when an angel appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, don't be afraid to make Mary your wife. The child she is carrying is from the Holy Spirit. When he's born, you're to name him Jesus. He's the Redeemer and will save people from their sins." Joseph didn't hesitate. He immediately made Mary his wife, but he wasn't intimate with her until after the child was born. Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth, which was in the northern part of Israel. Yet the scripture says that Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is near Jerusalem. At that time, the Empire of Rome sent out an order requiring people to register in the city of their ancestry. Therefore, Joseph and his wife had to go to Bethlehem. It was close to the time when Mary would deliver her child. Unfortunately, the inn was full when they got there. So Joseph found a place for them to stay the night in a stable. That night, Mary gave birth to her baby. Messiah was born. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough. That same night, shepherds were watching their flock in a nearby field. Suddenly an angel stood with them, and the area was flooded with the glory of the Lord. The shepherds were terrified. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to bring you great news." He then pointed towards the nearby town. "Tonight, the Savior was born in Bethlehem. He is Messiah. Go there. Look for a baby wrapped in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly the whole area was filled with angels who were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. Peace and goodwill to the earth." Then they disappeared. The shepherds immediately did as they were told. They went to Bethlehem and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, just as the angel had said. They told them what happened that night, and everyone was amazed. Afterwards, they went back to their fields, praising God for what they had seen.